Paul Meacham, Jr.
Few countries today are ruled by kings. Most have presidents or prime ministers. Some even still have dictators. But those countries that do have kings or queens that rule over them generally love their king or queen. Whenever the king goes out into public, there's a large procession of people. Whenever it's announced that he or she will be at a particular place, a great crowd gathers together. It's always a tremendous event to see the king. How fitting is it that Jesus the Christ, the King of Kings, left this earth at a moment of great victory and triumph to return to heaven and receive his throne, yet before such a small audience. The ascension of Christ truly was a great day. It was a great event, even though only a few witnessed it. And it's our topic today. Jim, and we thank each of you for joining us today for our time of Bible study together. If you would, take your Bible and open it to John chapter 17. We'll begin our study here by way of review, this week looking at the ascension of Jesus the Christ into heaven. This is often an event that we overlook in his life. We see his death, burial, and resurrection as great events, but oftentimes we neglect this day of great triumph for him. That his ascension into heaven was important because it was an answer to his prayer. In John 17 and verse 5, Jesus said, "And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Jesus looked forward to a return to the Father, to a return to the state of glory that he set aside to come to earth and live in the form of a man. This was an important day to him because it was an answer to his prayer. But it was also an important day to all mankind, for without the ascension of Christ back into heaven, the mystery of godliness that is revealed for us in the text would not have been complete. 1 Timothy 3 and verse 16 says, "Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." The mystery has been revealed to us through the gospel, and part of that gospel message is the reception into glory of our Lord. And finally, we notice that the ascension is important to all the redeemed, for it is at this time that the king received his kingdom. We read that in Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It is at that time that Jesus sat down at the throne, that authority and power and dominion was given to him. It is at that time that he received his kingdom. We should all endeavor to be part of that kingdom, to live according to the law of that king, to follow his commands, to be obedient to him. And by doing so, we can rely on that king to provide for us the salvation that he has promised. Today we're going to look at a number of other things that occurred regarding the ascension of Jesus into heaven, blessings that are available to you and to me, specifically because he ascended into heaven. First of all, we notice from John chapter 14 that since Jesus ascended into heaven, he can prepare a place for me to join him. Jesus was comforting his disciples in John chapter 14 because he was about to leave them. He begins by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go and prepare a place for you." Jesus' return into heaven is good for me. It is a blessing for me because he can now prepare for me a place to join him. Just a few hours earlier, Jesus had sent his disciples to follow a man who was carrying a pitcher of water. They were to go to the owner of the house, where they would be shown an upper room that had been prepared for the Passover. Jesus has left this earth and gone into heaven, showing us that we will one day be able to leave this earth and go to a place that has been prepared for us. We have not been left alone on this earth. We have not been left to our own devices to find the way to heaven. But rather, God has provided the direction. He has provided the path. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus has gone into heaven, but he will be coming back one day. He will come back to take me to the place that he has prepared for me. There's a great blessing in the ascension of Christ for me, because Jesus can now prepare for me a place to join him. There's also a great blessing in the ascension of Christ, because by going into heaven, Jesus could send the Holy Spirit to the earth. In John chapter 16, beginning in verse 5, Jesus said, "But now I go away to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things, you sorrow, and sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." Now Jesus was speaking specifically to the apostles. Jesus is promising something to them. He's promising that when he goes away, the Helper, the Comforter, John chapter 16 also refers to him as the Spirit of Truth, will come. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. John chapter 16 and verse 13. The Spirit did come. The Spirit did come to the apostles and guide them into all truth. And the Spirit has recorded that for us. It has given us the Bible. We need to understand that we have the Spirit in the sense that the Spirit has been given to us through His Word. We have the benefit of the study and the knowledge that God, through His Spirit, revealed to mankind. Was this a promise Jesus was making, that the Spirit would bodily rest upon each person who was a follower of His? Certainly not. Was this a promise Jesus was making, that the Spirit would somehow indwell us and direct our path to lead us into all truth? No, it was not. Rather, this was specifically promised to the apostles, and it was specifically for the purpose of revealing God's will to mankind. Jesus on this same occasion had said, "There are many things that I would like to tell you, but you're not yet ready to hear them." The Spirit would provide those things to the apostles when they were ready to hear them, and then it has been preserved for us through the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, according to Paul writing to the Ephesians. The Spirit did come. The Spirit guided man into all truth. The Spirit provided for us the Bible, that we might know what God wants us to do. If we follow the teaching of the Bible, if we will read the words provided by the Spirit and conduct our lives according to them in obedience, then we live a life that is led by the Spirit. Now, there is nothing miraculous about this. It is rather God revealing Himself through the Spirit to mankind that we should follow the path that He has prescribed. The inheritance that we have described for us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 is described for us by the Spirit. The Spirit provided those words to the Apostle Peter, and Peter penned them, and we read them today. "Therefore I know that the Spirit describes heaven to me as a place that is incorruptible and undefiled, that does not fade away, and that is reserved for me." Now that's the Spirit's description of heaven, and I can follow that. That can give me great hope. It can show me the great reward that is ahead. It can help me through the difficult times. I can live a life led by the Spirit, even though we do not have the Spirit in a miraculous way today. But because Jesus went into heaven, the Spirit could be sent to the earth. That is a great blessing for all mankind. But because Jesus ascended into heaven, I can also know that He is coming back. It's very interesting to me that almost every time the ascension is referred to, there is also a reference made to the return of Christ. Notice Acts chapter 1 and verse 10, where we have the account of this ascension. "While they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel." This is the same words that were used to describe the angels at the tomb of our Lord. "These men in white apparel said, 'Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw Him go into heaven.'" Jesus left the disciples on the earth at this point, but He did not leave them without help. We mentioned the Holy Spirit would be sent to them, and He was. But He also gave help in the form of a promise of a return. John 14, verse 3, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." We have mentioned before in this study that those are the four most encouraging words in all the Bible. Jesus will come back. We're not going to say much about this because, Lord willing, we will begin looking at His second coming in detail next week. But because Jesus ascended into heaven, I can know He is coming back. And finally, I am blessed by the ascension of Christ. Because Jesus ascended into heaven, I know that one day I will leave this earth. In 1 Thessalonians 4, beginning in verse 16, Paul wrote, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. The faithful dead will be raised to join the faithful living, and we will ascend into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air." Many times people look for something called a rapture. They look for some event where certain people are secretly going to be swept away. But the description we have here is a description where all will know. All the dead will be raised, both the good and the bad. The good to resurrection of life, and the bad to a resurrection of condemnation. John chapter 5. We find that we have the opportunity to follow Christ, to look for His coming, so that we one day can go with Him. We can leave this earth. As He left the earth to go into heaven, we can leave this earth, and we can go and be with Him forever.